Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles, and I am excited for this one. We have Miss Dreema Davis, man, great lady doing some great things, blessing fortune to achieve some really cool things. But if you don't mind, share with the audience, you know, a little bit about who you are and what it is you do.
And so it's funny, I feel like now being older, I was rightfully named Dreema. Yeah. That name, Dreema, got teased about the name, but I've always been a thinker and a creative. Native to Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Born and raised here. Just a really good life. My mom put me and my brother through private school for 10 years, and then they opened up Howard W. Blake for the performing arts. Mm. So I had to beg and plead with her, can I please go there for dance? Because I was trained in ballet, tap, and modern.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know, you've done private school for so long. And it was just one of those things where I convinced her and did the audition, got into the school the first year it opened, got through Blake, went to school for, and what people don't know about performing arts high schools, you're there for academics, but you also are required to take a focus in your performing art,
right?
Which later gives you, or you graduate with a diploma and a working certificate to teach.
Oh, so you're certified
I was teaching at 17 years old.
That's crazy.
And that for me, I've been going ever since. That for me was it. And then from there, just traveling the world, danced for Busch Gardens, went on tour, Music Soul Child, choreographed for Neo, and had a very amazing life knowing this is what I wanted to do. Yeah. Very consistent with it. And then early 30s, I was like, it's time for me to come home, because I remember being a Boys and Girls Club kid and then a YMCA kid and thinking, who was there to help the youth come back out of it? I said, I've had a good time.
Yeah.
I've done my spiel, and then I came home and opened up Dreema Big Dream LLC, which is a gym. So I had a gym for 9.5 years where I did private lessons, worked with WWE wrestlers all the way up to football players, agility skills, and then clients that just wanted a better lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Got the call from City of Tampa. They were like, we need your help. Can you come in? Can you work with these kids? And the rest is history. I've been with them only 6 months, but dove into projects because these kids needed that light. So that is kind of my life story. It's been dancing and creating my whole time, the whole life.
You know, it's it's amazing to hear you, you know, discuss that journey. And it's great when you can learn some things with your schooling, get out your comfort zone. You talked about this yesterday when I talked to the girl. Yeah, get out your comfort zone and go do some big things and be a dreamer. But then also, once you learn those things, when you're able to come home and share that with the people that you love and the people that have made you who you are.
For me, that was the ultimate prize.
Yeah.
Coming back home and realizing you're still needed. And I would, the one asset I will never give up on are youth. You'll have kids with dreams that will never talk about them because they don't think it's relatable. Or I came up in Tampa Heights, and you're talking about your neck of the woods where you came out of, and like being able to write a book, a series of books.
Being a real book.
And so like being a professional dancer, like I'm like, yes, ballet, African, hip hop. And I, oh, snap. Like it's so for especially these young girls to have a tangible example of they can do it.
Come on.
I was like, for me, I was like, I'll be that hometown hero.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends are like, you came back home. I'm like, yeah, it was needed.
Yeah.
I was like, who's going to stay? So.
I love it. And I just think you got to have courage to be able to do that.
You know, like, you have no idea, yes.
Like a lot, like I know, and like you don't know my complete story, but I kind of did similar, and I was able to go back to my hometown and be a head coach. So like,
okay, so now so I know like, you get it.
It's
different.
Yeah, man, come on. So I understand like the passion behind it, the why, regardless of the things that you've achieved and blessed to achieve and do in your life. Man, like you said, I love it how you said, just be that tangible example, because they like Like, they can see, man, like, y'all, like, I'm from here.
Yeah.
Like, and I've done these things. Yeah. Guess what you can, too.
You can read a book, and you can see a tutorial and a documentary. But to have that person there, and I tell them, I was like, I need y'all to ask questions. I need you to stay engaged with what's happening right now. Everything's a life lesson.
Yes.
And they're just like, she's going past dance with them. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah, so.
And that's when that provides that relevance. Like when you said that, like it's life. Now it makes it life.
Yes.
And all of those things you learn that we're expecting you to do every day. Like we talked yesterday, I spoke, be in line, be on point, have your stuff.
Like, make your bed up every morning.
Make your bed every morning.
Oh, that creates character.
Don't miss a step. You know, all of those things. Those are life lessons.
Yeah.
And when you can, you know, apply that to your life, and big things will happen for you in your life.
Most definitely. I had one student come back. I was teaching a class midstream, and I looked in the window. So she looks like my kid, Oriana, from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then class was over. She came in. She's like, midstream. I'm like, hey, find out. Boy.
Yeah, we'll call you. They don't.
So I was teaching class midstream and looked in the window, one of my students, and I knew it was, but I didn't. Ariana, she comes through the door and she's like, midstream. And I'm like, Ariana, had her from the age of 3 to 16. She came in as an attorney.
Wow.
And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm an attorney now, but I still try to get the classes in between.
Let's go.
And I got emotional again.
Yeah.
She said, I had to find you. I looked you up. I'm like, those, for me, those are the wins.
Yes.
Those are the wins.
Sure.
I went on, did great things, and came back home.
Yeah.
It was like, you told us, like, if we looked at you crazy 10 push-ups, if you said what, so those lessons
I
stuck.
I love it, man.
I was like, you don't respond what? You don't say, huh? And they're like, and,
she came back,
and it was just the best reward ever. So
I love it. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Oh, man. I'm going to say one, my Christianity.
Yeah.
Just maintaining being a God-fearing woman along a journey within an industry that is very kind of all over the place.
That's not, it's very not that.
Yes, just being able to have discernment on projects to say yes and no to, knowing where those would follow me down the road because of where I was trying to go, and just staying prayed up.
Yeah,
prayed up was number one for me. Number two is maintaining and building stronger relationships within my family. Mm. You're only given one family. So you have people within your family that need that love, support, and encouragement. It's like you can't, it's not all about you sometimes. And I'm like, okay, let me love on my auntie a little bit more. Especially my grandma, like, let me visit her more. She helped raise us during the summers.
Yes.
So you could easily turn your back and be like, I'm successful, I can walk away from this. And like, no, you got to go where you were rooted. And who gave you the tools to get where you're at? Yeah. I kept that in the forefront of my brain. Moving forward and knowing that family was it for me. My mom, that's a whole soldier. That's my ride or die right there.
Yes.
And just knowing it wouldn't work if I didn't give them the respect and honor daily while they're here, give them their flowers and roses here. So family's huge for me. Second, third is the kids.
Yeah.
It will always be the kids for me because they are unfiltered. They don't know the ways of the world. And we have the ability and blessing to help show them the right way. That gift alone, like, that's a lot of responsibility as a teacher, as a coach, as a mentor, whatever it is. I'm like, these kids, they all have that one example moving forward in life. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember what Ms. Rima said.
Yeah.
That's a huge gift to me because kids don't know. They need guidance.
Yes.
So those are my three, God, family, and the youth.
Man, just touching on the last one that you hit too. I think it also forces you to be in line. It also forces you to be in line because you know that you are the example.
Yes, and you're being watched all the time.
Oh, man. like they on record all the time.
Like, Mr. Chairman, did you say, I was like, oh, you heard me?
I don't know if I said it. Yeah,
did I say that? Yeah. They're like, you said it, so just knowing that you're always on stage, I say.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my kids, I'm like, there's never a rehearsal. Like, you're always being seen. Just knowing my story, when you walk into an audition, it starts as soon as you walk through the door. That same with life, how you look at someone, give them eye contact,
handshake.
Make sure you're doing things pertinent to that job. So I know you're being watched.
Well, Dreamer, just hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful.
I've accepted it. I have. I used to be kind of down, like, I don't know what success is. And then when I get the constant stories of the revisits from my kids, I won. I feel like I've won.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, what's your definition of success?
Okay. So I read this book about 7 years ago. I was so excited to get your book. I try to read a book every other month when I have time and really focus on that book. So I read a book about 7 years ago called Raving Fan. And it's a succession of stories about how to maintain and be successful within different industries. There was a mantra in that book. I'll never forget. It was the three C's. Consistency. Creates credibility.
Ooh, hey, let's look at the camera and give them that again.
One more time. The three C's. Consistency creates credibility. If you continue to show up, whether it's a good or bad day, you've won because you showed up. So.
Gems right there.
So that for me was it, and I ran with it. I'm like, that makes sense. You won't know if you didn't show up. You won't know if you tried and did it another way because it failed. And I feel like, and I've heard the saying too, if you failed, that means you tried, you still won.
Yeah, there's no losing.
No.
Because you win or you learn.
There it is. And once you change and shift your mindset to live that life every day and press start over again, you're going to be fine. We all got ups and downs. Everybody has a story. Yeah. We talked about that. It's like, what do you do with that story? How long do you stay? Say it's a bad day. How long do you stay in that bad day?
And really, it's not a bad day. It's just a bad moment.
Yeah, that's it.
Like you said, you determine whether it's going to be a bad day or not mindset.
That's it. I refuse to complain about things. And I had somebody said it yesterday. Miss Perez, Miss Jessica said it. I had somebody ask me, they're like, are you always like this? I'm like what? They're like, the glass half full. I'm like, it is. It's all the way full.
Yeah.
I said, we woke up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's next?
We're here.
Yeah. So now it's like, go leave your mark.
Yeah.
Go leave your mark in the world, at the grocery store, at the, wherever.
Yeah.
So I think, if I could give one piece of advice, making it is not always being on the big screen or going viral. You can be a hometown hero. You can affect that one person that doesn't have a certain role model or guidance at home. That's making it to me. That's succeeding to me.
Yeah. So. I love that. You know, you talked about earlier in the interview, like some of the things that you were able to do, travel and tour and choreograph.
Yeah.
Like if you can think of maybe one memory where you like, oh man, this is cool, right? Like,
what
would that be?
So back in the day, there was MySpace.
And
I was so hungry for things, and me and my brother grew up together. I would force him to learn choreography so I could remember it because we didn't have iPhones and whatever else. He's like, I'm a football player. I'm not doing this with you. I was like, John, just remember the moves. I got to remember this so I can send it off to Music Soul Child.
Yeah.
And so what I did was record it. My dad got me a camcorder. Recorded one of his songs. There were no, and I was this person. What do they need that they don't have? So Music Soul Child, and that whole genre of jazz and neo soul music don't really do dancers. I was like, well, we could implement lyrical or like a slower type of dance to his show set. I'm going to take a chance.
Yeah.
So I recorded myself doing choreography to one of his songs, sent it to the DM on MySpace. His manager got back to me. About, can you be in Atlanta in 2 days or whatever? And I was like, cool, let me ask my mom, even if this is legit, whatever.
Right.
Gave me an address. They were like, please don't give the address out. Got there. We did 6 hours up to Atlanta. Got there. It was like a rundown looking factory. I was like, oh, it was not legit. Ended up walking in glass basketball courts. Recorded studio one corner, sound stage, and I lost it. I started crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danita, she came and found me. She was like, are you dreaming? I'm like, yeah, music can't wait to meet you. You know, this is, tell us what you need. We love your concepts. And I'm sitting there like, I went for it. I love, what does your shirt say?
Go.
What is your mantra?
Get it. Let's go.
So when I your slogan, I was like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. So met him 2 hours later. We sat down and he was like, I've never had dancers. I'm not a dancer. I said, it would almost be like a dream sequence. So you're on the stool. I'm painting these pictures for him. And I'm like, I'm sitting in here creating. He was like, oh, I love it. So he's like the character's a figment of my imagination. I'm like, yes. He's like, you don't have to dance because that's not what you do. It's not in your wheelhouse.
Right.
But we're going to beef up your show set to be able to tell a story. And that was it. So from there, booked that job, wired me my rate and everything. I'm like, this is legit. And then end up meeting Neo.
That's what it's for real.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. And then from there, like just meetings. And then Neo sat in on a meeting for the Gentleman's Tour.
Yeah.
They're like, well, can we use her for the band? Can she choreograph band members? Because I need them in sync. And I'm like, oh, and this, even now talking about it, my greatest accomplishment was that was actually sending that DM. I knew I had the talent.
Right.
I've always been, I said, like, Dreamer, you're a dancer, you're a creator.
Yeah.
But the fact you can't sit there and wait for somebody to come find you. I was like, oh, hopefully somebody will discover me one day. It don't work that way. You got to be hungry.
I love that, too. Like, I want to expand a little bit on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact, because this is a lesson right here. Like, you know, if you believe in what your dream is and you know that you put the work in to behind the scenes to do all of that stuff, like, you have to take that leap of faith to at least try.
That's it. That's it. You won't know if you don't.
You won't know
you
if
won't
you
know
don't
if
try.
You won't. I tell my students who say they, I have kids right now on Broadway. I have them in The Lion King.
That's awesome.
Two just finished Newsies, the movie. And here was the lesson. I said, well, regardless of whatever audition you go to, you need to take it as a class. If they tell you no, you just got some new training under your belt. It's not a loss.
It's not a loss.
You got more experience on how to audition properly and audition for what you're really wanting to go for. So you got to go for it.
And you build those relationships too, because
like
even through that process, like, you may not get picked this time.
There it is.
But people will remember you.
Yep.
You can still leave your mark, and
that's
you'll
it.
Get opportunities later.
Man, and it's the craziest things. I auditioned in Brooke Hogan's tour. That's Hulk Hogan's daughter. And they were like, well, can Dreamer come in and work with the wrestlers on their posing? It's like a little domino. I'm like, what? So being able to meet someone, I'm like, what? I'm like, that, what do we? And so, and then I introduced John, my brother. He was like, I was like, I surprised him. I was like, I didn't want to take you to dinner or whatever. And Hulk Hogan Terry was sitting there. My brother lost it. He went into kid mode. And he was like, wait a minute. So you just, like you said, it forges connections, builds bridges. And I'm going to tell you now, when you asked about this podcast and you said something yesterday, I'm holding on to this one this year. Opportunities create opportunities.
Oh, man.
You make time. It's like, you could be tired, sleep. I don't care what your story is.
Yeah.
Get up and make it happen.
Yeah.
So, yes, love that.
Yeah, and I believe that, too. Like, very similar background stories, but just and very similar on taking the leap and the jump, too. And seeing that by the way, how you carry yourself, how the way you treat people, the way you believe in what you do, because you put the work in, like great things will happen.
And not in your time, God's time.
Oh, come on.
I
almost gave you amen.
Whatever is meant for you, it's going to be right there.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Don't go looking for somebody else's dream. That's not your story.
I love that.
Yeah, so.
So what I want to do now is just kind of throw out three words or phrases at you, kind of off script, and you just tell me what comes to heart or mind when you hear these, if you don't mind.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So the first phrase is, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Every day that you thought you had a routine, in some way it needs to be changed a little bit, because it's not going to grow you if you do not. You can be in a work environment where you're like, you feel like you're successful, but you've done the same routine at that work environment for 5 to 10 years. How will you get uncomfortable? Go get new trainings, new certifications within that field. It is okay to feel like you're not the best in the room. It's okay once you've gotten to a certain point to not grow stagnant. Like, my students know, they're like, she still takes dance classes. So it's just one of those things. I can know what I know, but I don't know everything. So let me go take an African class this week. Let me get on a workshop. Like, no, I'm uncomfortable with some of the stuff, but I'll do it.
That's so
I'll
good.
I'll try it. Yeah.
That's so good. So wait a minute. So you're telling me you've done all this pretty cool stuff. You've toured all these real cool people. You've done all this real stuff, but you're still looking to learn?
Man, all day. There's no other way. I get fidgety if I don't.
Yeah.
God didn't give me this life to grow stagnant and sit here.
Oh, man.
There's something
so
out
good.
There. Yeah. So,
That's so good. All right. So, the next phrase is, dance is life.
Okay. And I can, because it is my life.
Yeah.
Dance is one of the only art forms you can go anywhere worldwide and communicate with someone. I've been on competition teams. I just finished one 3 years ago, adult hip hop, and we made it all the way to Worlds. We were in top three with Sweden and China. We knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
They knew what we were doing. No words were exchanged. The movement was there. The music was there. And we knew what quality was.
Yeah.
So dance is life. And like, I'll watch, this is me being me, I can watch a person by their stride, how they walk, if their chest is out, if they have confidence, if they're lacking confidence. It's just one of those beautiful art forms where you necessarily don't have to talk. You can still get your point across.
I love that. All right, so the last one, okay. I'm gonna warn you first. And
okay.
Hey, this is the good one.
Okay.
But then I'm gonna pause a little bit.
Okay. Let me think about it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so the last one is legacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you an example and then I'll give you what I hope for.
Gotcha.
Legacy or an example, a tangible example for me is Debbie Allen. She is one of the greats to ever do it. She is still teaching. She's still dancing. This woman, I have experienced her in audition mode when I auditioned for The Wiz. And I watched dancers come in before I came in. She's like, say your name, where you're from, and then go find your group. This one individual came in and was kind of head down, not ready to audition, ready to go. She's like, go home, you're not ready. Didn't care where you was from. I was like, so that was, I was like, you don't know if she flew in or whatever else. She's like, you're not ready to be here. I'm like, who? So I already knew going into it. A tangible example of legacy is how Debbie Allen chose to run her program, her companies, and to see what was birthed from those things and what's going to continue because of how she went against a mold. She created her own mold. That's her legacy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, it's always going to be what kid or kids can I get to stay within the community to keep it growing. I want my legacy to stay home. So once that goes away, I hear so many kids, Ms. Dream, I had to leave because there was nothing here for me. That story is so frequent. I had to go to New York. I had to go to LA. I had to go to Miami.
Yeah.
Why is that the older or the elders? Somebody got to come back. So my legacy was somebody come back. I came back. Dream a big dream. What is a dream? Dream out loud. Somebody got to stay. So if I could leave a legacy, it would be through those youth and creating like the programs I've had, Future Stars, Dream Out Loud. We're my apprentices. We're going to be the future leaders that continue to go on what I did.
I love that. Yeah. And I commend you for that.
Thank you.
Kudos for that. Like that's amazing to me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Really, it means it's my passion.
Right. And so like you said, it hit different. Like
you can work with when you're in your own city.
It hit different. It's different.
Most
like the passion and the love and the heart, because you know what it means.
Yeah, I've done so many things, Chip, that, and it's not bragging or talking about it, but nobody gave certain kids chances. Like I couldn't get kids at classes because they didn't have transportation. I would go to my higher ups and get paperwork. Can I go pick this kid up?
Yeah.
So they can make class.
Yeah.
Or a kid couldn't finance a class, whatever. Can we create a scholarship? Or
we're gonna make it happen. And no excuse.
Find a way.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen. Like if you want to be involved, no, we're gonna figure it out.
It's right. I had a group of kids write essays. Tell me why you want to be in the program.
Yeah.
That was their fee to get in. That was their rate.
Yeah.
When I read the essays, I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, we got
so,
it.
So yeah, I find a way. That's where I'm at.
That's good. Well, I want to do something a little different.
Okay.
I was interviewed on a podcast a couple months ago.
Okay.
And it was like at the end, the guy was like, man, thanks for doing the interview. You know, now, like, I just want to ask, do you have, like, a question that you want to ask me?
Okay.
And I was like, man, that's pretty cool. So I'll try here, like, is there anything
I'm that, person. Yeah, most
that, that you would want to ask me as far
of
as
course.
A question?
Where you're at now, where do you see yourself in 1 year? Not five.
Mm.
Where do you see Go For It going?
In 1 year.
What's the goal?
The goal is to be traveling more.
Okay.
Influencing and impacting more.
Okay.
Doing more leadership development.
Needed.
Yeah. And I'm in a phase of my life where it's a give back phase. You know, I feel like the big man has truly blessed me, and I'm truly grateful for every ounce of it. But man, it don't make any sense to be able to have things and achieve some things and keep it to yourself.
Now I'm
in a phase of pouring into people, helping, building relationships, and creating opportunities. Because opportunities bring opportunities.
There it is. Yeah, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, yeah.
What demographic or who do you see yourself working with? Is it kid to adult, young youth, teen? What's your market? What's your group?
Man, I have one stipulation.
Yeah.
Whoever want to get it can get it.
There it is. Okay. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah.
You know, truthfully, because I've been in education for a long time, so I've done lots with kids. And I always do that.
Yes.
You know, that's my thing.
Yeah.
That's my jam. But I believe that in order to make things better for them, you have to train the people that's with them so that they can be efficient and effective.
The legacy.
And yes. And do it the right way.
Yes.
From then, you know, it helped. So, like, right now, it's more the leaders, the people that are hands-on.
Got it.
I've been hands-on for a long time.
Okay.
And so I think that, you know, just, you know, taking that phase of working with those leaders to develop them and know that.
Smart.
Know that, you know, the kids are in good hands with the people that I've poured into.
That's when I send teachers out. I brought teachers in this summer for my students or whatever.
Yeah.
We know each other. We've trained together. So,
right.
So I'm like,
so
I knew they're bringing in what they needed more of. Yep. I know what they're good at, but what do they need more of? So I called on my friends
to
come in and just work with them. So, yeah.
I think that goes into your connections too,
your
relationship, which is how we connected.
Yep.
You know, because of Jessica Perez, and I want to make sure I mention her too.
Yes.
You know, she's Tampa and an awesome lady.
Big ball of energy. I got to meet her yesterday. I was like, oh, she's full out. I'm here for this.
Yeah. She's awesome lady. Great heart.
Yeah.
Great spirit for helping and connecting others. And I'm grateful to be connected with her, which has got me here to Tampa to speak and how we got connected.
Domino effect. I love it. I'm here for it so much.
Opportunities.
Okay. Well, I will say you give off a very amazing and uplifting presence.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm assuming that, and it's going to be true, that you live your book title.
I can't wait to read it. I'm all about that.
I cannot wait to read it. I'm like, he's doing what it takes.
Yeah.
And I was like, my kids needed to hear that from someone else. And I said that yesterday.
Yeah.
You can be Dance Mom or whoever else. But here comes the same individuals in different feels telling y'all the same thing I'm telling you.
Oh, so. My gosh. You can't get enough. Like, you know, for example, like my son, you know, in high school, and he has parents, faith-based, he's been involved, you know, all of that. And, you know, in great environments,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple of his coaches I coach, so I know them. Like you said, I know what they're about. I know, but I still can't get them around enough positive people.
That's an ongoing thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's still, like, I still want to get them
around. And they're out there. They're out there.
Yeah.
So.
That's very good. Cool. Well, as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience, you know, where they can go follow you and check you out with all of the amazing things you have going on.
Thank you. Okay, so you can find me pretty much on anywhere there's a Dreamer Davidson. And my actual website is dreamerdavidson.com, and all the other links under that exist, including my apparel line, Do Better Daily.
That's
so
awesome.
I was like, I should have worn my shirt. But
that's
so awesome. dreamerdavidson.com, Dreamer Davidson or anything, you'll find me.
That's awesome. Well, Dreamer, thanks again so much for coming through and interviewing with the Success Chronicles. I truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you. You as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.